The Cowboys would like to thank another great sponsor of Clear Out West Radio Show, The Cowboy Shop. Get online at www.cowboyshop.com and do a little shopping for anything you need Western. You can also give them a call at area code 307-367-4300. That's The Cowboy Shop. They have everything you need, from clothes to tack to anything Western. Tell Bob and Carolyn we sent you.
Howdy, folks. This is Wiley Gustafson of Wiley in the Wild West, and you're listening to the Clear Out West radio show.
That's right, Wiley Gustafson. You are listening to Clear Out West radio show. How do you pronounce his last name?
Gustafsson.
Gustafsson. Yeah. And they've tuned in just in time for Fairy Spot.
Oh, really? Really?
Yep. What do you got for us this week?
Well, you got this wonderful, great 10 to 13-year-old gelding.
Okay.
Team rope on horse extraordinaire.
Sure.
Man, he is the best.
Yes.
And he starts stumbling.
Oh, bummer.
Oh, no.
Oh,
well,
no.
It's the dirt.
Well, if you're a team roper or a barrel racer, it's the dirt. Yeah,
the
okay.
Dirt.
But
well, take a look at your horse's hoof. You know, yeah. It comes a time in every horse's life, yeah, when you got to back them up. If you're not backing them up every time you put a shoe on,
yeah,
you're backing up.
Yeah, that's right. Well, that's it. You're going way too long.
Exactly.
And that hoof, you know, might look pretty on the end, but if you take a look from the side.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Get her into proportion.
Yeah.
And when you start backing that hoof up, do not do it all at once.
Yes. Amen. You're going to shoe a medium rare if you
exactly.
do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And when you take that rasp off on that outer horny wall,
yeah,
you might ought to seal it with some kind of oil or something like that, just to keep the moisture.
Yeah,
because you're taking off that protective barrier.
That's a good idea. You know, you really should, shouldn't you?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Now, that's some great information there, big feller, and thank you for Farrier's File.
My pleasure.
Now, when you were saying you had this 13, 15-year-old roping horse, I thought you were talking about, as a lady approached me and said, hey, do you have any good sound horses, 7 to 8 years old, that are just kid-proof? And I said, those are the horses I ride. I said, those are my horses. I'm not selling that.
They
are you
are
kidding
not
me?
For sale.
That's right. Hey, now, if these good folks want to get a hold of us, yeah, how's that going
to
happen?
Just belly up to the old confuser and go to clearoutwest.com and send us an email at cowboys@clearoutwest.com.
Yep, if they would like to request a Dick's pick.
Dick@clearoutwest.com.
You got it. Leave us a voicemail, 307-360-8776. And, of course, Pony Express rides clear to mm-hmm. our house, but we have saddles and we don't
no,
we don't change in the middle or anything like
right.
that. Yeah. P.O. Box 1547, Pinedale, Wyoming 82941.
Not too shabby.
Not terrible, but we are going to move along and
move along
fast. That's right. The late Chris Ledoux is riding along with us. I had to put this song on this show. This is Horsepower.
I was born in a hurry, but there wasn't any place to go. Nowhere fast seemed better than nowhere slow. I never really got the hang of hanging around. When you get down to it, I guess I always knew it. What it is that makes my world go round, it's a matter of horsepower. For 8 seconds on miles an hour, that's the way I am, and it's a fact I can't ignore. Yeah, big four-legged, fuel injected, running wild, radar detected. A man can always stand a little bit more horsepower. Looks better from ahead than it looks behind. I got a need for speed, and I don't mean the drugstore kind. Some people like a life that barely moves at all. I say more power to them, then I fly right through them. Till it slows down to a crawl. Then I think about horsepower for 8 seconds or miles an hour. That's the way I am, and it's a fact I can't ignore. Yeah, big four-legged
ejected, running wild, a radar detected. A man can always stand a little bit more horsepower. Yeah. Think about horsepower. For 8 seconds on miles an hour. That's the way I am, and it's a fact I can't ignore. Yeah, big four-legged, fuel injected, running wild, radar detected. A man can always stand a little bit more horsepower.
Oh, yeah, I got need for speed, not only the drugstore kind either. Yeah, good stuff there from our buddy, the late Mr. Chris Ledoux.
That's right.
Yeah. All right, so we have been talking about the Horse Nation's Indian Relay Races, Championship of Champions, and when we last left you, we were talking about the youth divisions.
That's right, yeah.
So this is worth seeing.
This is
every bit as much as the rest of it.
Absolutely.
The rest of them are taking the whole arena. The whole racetrack. Yeah, yeah. Is that, how far is that?
That's a quarter. No, it's a little. It's about half a mile.
It's a furlong.
Yeah, I could.
Yeah, something like that. Okay.
I can't tell you.
Anyway, they go all the way around the racetrack. Yeah. The men and the women do.
Yeah.
The youth, they are in front of the grandstands and they go around these barrels.
Yeah.
And it's just the length of the grandstands.
Yeah.
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 And it is absolutely entertaining to watch,
you know. And these little kids,
yeah,
once again,
yeah,
are athletes.
They're athletes, you know. the 7-year-olds and then the up to 11 or whatever it was.
Yeah.
My gosh.
And these ponies are true to fashion ponies.
And they're ponies. They're real ponies.
Hard-headed little
and they're
turd.
Rotten little buggers and hard-mouthed. And you know what? I just had flashbacks.
Yep.
I did. Of this little paint pony I had named Prince.
That's
yes.
Right.
Yeah. Hard-mouthed SOB. And
grab the bit and go.
And run. And once he got on his way home, that's where he was going. Yeah.
Exactly.
Man, oh, man. But entertaining.
That's what makes it so entertaining.
And they start at this age.
Yeah.
And they've got the muggers.
Yeah.
They've got the holders. They've got everything. And this is outstanding.
Yeah, yep. Well, and the kids are like the horses. They don't know they're small.
Exactly. Exactly right. They don't know that they're little.
No.
Yeah, look at me, that warrior spirit.
Exactly.
Once again.
Yep.
Yep. And then the ladies, holy cow. I'm just so impressed at the athleticism.
Well, and they make it look so smooth.
Smooth, yeah.
Oh,
now,
man.
The only difference between the men and the women's races is the women only exchange horses once.
Yeah.
So there's only two horses. And with men, they exchange twice, and there's three horses.
Well, and what amazed me is the get-off. You know?
Oh, man.
I kept thinking, well, they're going to throw their leg over the front.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
No.
Nope.
They throw that leg off the back and they bounce that knee off that horse's back.
Uh-huh.
One, two, three,
and
up
boom,
they go.
Jump
and on to the other one. Yeah.
Oh, just absolutely amazing.
Full out thoroughbred bare back.
That's it. And they're coming into the exchange zone and they're checking them up.
Check.
And they have a box. yep. that they have to exchange in.
Yeah.
And that gets a little Western inside that box, and they might get outside that box and into your box. But trying to keep a racehorse still while another one running in, while five other ones running
can't
in.
Can't be done. Can't be done.
Yeah, the holder is trying to keep this one steady enough for the rider to jump on.
Well, and yeah, the big boy, you know, the catcher.
Yeah.
The mugger.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Man.
Oh, what
man.
A man.
Yep. Hey, we need to ditch out to another cow commercial, but when we come back, Randy Riemann has some poetry for us. Clear Out West Radio Show can be heard by thousands of people at any given time via radio or the World Wide Web, so why not advertise your product or service right here on Cow Radio? To become part of the Clear Out West advertising family, drop us a line at cowboys@clearoutwest.com or give us a buzz at 307-360-8776. Then you'll be partnered up with the fastest growing radio show of its kind. Enjoy the ride.